You co-wrote the music for Don't You Think I'm Sexy. How did that all come about?
Well, basically, you know, Rob was always the kind of guy that he would look at the charts and go, you know, Stones have a number one record called Missing You, you know, or Miss You, you know. I keep getting the John Waite song and stuff with that one, you know?
Yeah.
Da, 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 miss you, you know?
Yeah, Missing You, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd say, I like a song like that. And then the band would come back and people would present him with different ideas. And luckily, I was lucky that I presented him with Do You Think I'm Sexy, was my idea of it. And he liked it, and then we put it together. So pretty much that's how it always was with him, you know? But he wasn't like a greedy hog kind of guy. You know, you wrote a song with him, he split it with you. Yeah? 50-50. Wasn't like, okay, it's my song, so I'll give you the song right, and I'll take the publishing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But he was always good. Same thing with Young Turks, you know. We were trying to get something modern, you know, that sounded... You know, modern anymore. And we had this drum machine song that me and Dwayne Hitchings had. And it was actually, a drum machine was put on the record. And I just did hi-hats and cymbal crashes. Because drum machines, even today, the cymbals don't sound good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to, you know, always be on top of the, on top of the pop heap of listening to other people and trying to, you know, come up with something new and modern, you know. And now, you know, he's not doing that now anymore because, you know, he's doing his Frank Sinatra stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because I was at the dentist a month ago and somebody said, oh, I heard you play with Rod Stewart. He said, yeah. He said, play that old kind of music? I said, what old kind of music? She said, you know, like that Frank Sinatra stuff? I said, no. And then Rod Stewart used to be a killer rocker. He's a rock star. Matter of fact, I have a show we're putting together. It's called When Rod Was God. It has the original band that we had in those days. Four or five of the original members. And we're going around, you know, play all the hits that we wrote and yeah, we sold 50 million records with Rod, and we never got to play the songs anymore that we recorded with him, we wrote with him, and we promoted. We, you know, we did all these gigs all around the world for 7 years with Rod, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we never had the ability to play the song because they were always his songs. So now, we thought it'd be a really cool idea to put a show together and then put a young Rod Stewart lookalike kind of guy in the front and do the kind of show we used to do in those days. Because everybody in the band still looks good and everyone still plays with energy. You know? Unfortunately, Rod's had some problems with his voice and, you know, that he doesn't sing like that anymore. You know? And I think that's probably why, in my opinion, why he's doing the stuff he's doing now.